Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
At Christmas Eve services, there was a time during both the 7 and the 11 o'clock service where we passed candlelight from person to person. The lights in the room were dimmed, and there was still more than enough light to see by because of all of those candles. Now, that's kind of amazing when you think about it, because a candle isn't really all that bright, at least not when you compare it to a light bulb and things like that. But when we're all working together, there was more than enough light. One candle isn't always enough. It may be enough to dispel the dark, but it's not enough to light the entire world or even just the entire room. Now, there's a promise that Jesus made to us, that when two or three of us are gathered together in His name, Jesus is there with us. When two or three or 100 or more gather together, our light shines bright. Jesus is among us, and we can change the world in God's love. And that's what our readings today are encouraging us toward. A reading today from Isaiah sounds an awful lot like the reading from Micah last week. Announce to my people their rebellion in Isaiah sounds an awful lot like the indictment that was brought against God's people in Micah. In Isaiah today, God's people think that they're on God's side, that they're doing what God wants them to do, but God doesn't always see it that way. The practice that Isaiah is lifting up as a for instance for us today is fasting. Now, as Lutherans in our day and age, we don't talk about fasting a lot. In fact, for most of us, fasting is part of either a diet program or it's something that we have to do before we do a blood test. But fasting has been a spiritual practice for millennia. We refrain from eating, we refrain from something in order to focus our attention on prayer, on service, to focus our lives on God and our relationship. In our reading from Isaiah today, the people are fasting sometimes, mostly for show. They cry out because they're doing all of this fasting, but God doesn't seem to be noticing. They're saying we're fasting in all of these posh places, we're fasting in all of our appropriate fasting outfits, we're doing all of this work, but do you even notice, God? And God has noticed. God has noticed that they are more concerned with credit than in focusing their lives on prayer and service. God has noticed that they go through some motions and expect full credit and goodies. Truth be told, God doesn't mind our going through the motions, because even going through the motions can lead to deeper and deeper practices and to growth in our faith. We have to start somewhere. It's the demanding for recognition and for goodies that somehow or another we've earned something from God. That's when God gets short with all of us. The fast that God would rather us choose is to loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free and to break every yoke. God wants us to share our bread, to clothe the naked, and to welcome strangers. God is hoping that our light will shine. That is the result of the fasting in God's eye. The result is care and love for our neighbors. It's prayer, praise, and thanksgiving being lived and shared by all of us. That is the fact. That is the light. And that is our call as God's children. Jesus echoes all of this as His Sermon on the Mount continues this morning in the Gospel reading. You are salt. You are light, Jesus tells us. These images are meant to help us see what it is that we can do in the kingdom of heaven, sharing the blessings that come to all of us. You are the salt of the earth. Now, salt is an amazing product, right? It's used for all kinds of different things. We use it to preserve. We use it to clean. We use it to melt ice. That's a big use for salt in Minnesota, I promise you, right? But more than anything, we use it to add flavor. And that last one is what Jesus is comparing us to. We are meant to add flavor to the world around us. Now, if you've ever tried salt-free potato chips, you know that it's not good. No, not worth, right? But a world without the salt of the earth, a world without people like you and me, people who have felt the presence of God, people who have received the forgiveness, the life and salvation from God, people who know the love of God, that world is dark and flavorless. Jesus is calling us to walk into this world bringing the flavor of God's love, bringing the kindness that God shows to all of us, the kindness that Jesus models for all of us, so that the world might sing with the flavor of God's grace and become part of the kingdom of heaven. That is our calling. Jesus also wants us to know that we are the light. We may not be the source of the light, but we get to bring it with us. From churches at Christmas time to work, from the hallways in school to being in line at the store, from hospital rooms or homes to laughter or an embrace, Jesus is calling us to shine with the light of God's love. Too often we want to cover it up, hide our faith so that we won't look too weird to the people around us. But Jesus is calling us to let our love, our light, shine for all that it's worth in our life and in our living, in our words and in our action, for all people we ever encounter. We are the light of the world. Now, the light is not mine, all right? It's not yours. It's the gospel light that we are called to shine out with for all the world. If it's mine, it's dim, it's dark, it's non-existent. If it's ours, the shadows are all around us. We don't provide the light. Like we don't provide the saltiness, we get to share it. God's love for us all is the source. God's goodness and grace, the gift of righteousness through the mercy of God in Jesus Christ our Lord, provides not just enough, but always more than enough to flavor and to shine, to provide joy and light for all around us. Jesus gave it to me. I'm going to let it shine. Living as the salt of the earth and as the light of the world is how we get to participate in the kingdom of heaven. That kingdom, Jesus reminds us, is at hand. It's close by. It's right here and right now. And we get to be a part of that. We get to be a part of that city set on a hill, shining and pointing. Pointing not to ourselves, but pointing to Christ. Pointing to the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This way, we get to live a righteousness that God provides us in Jesus. That's what Jesus is talking about at the end of our gospel reading today. Jesus fulfills all of God's will, all of it. We never could. And so Jesus does. He fulfills that law so that our righteousness doesn't depend on our wholesome goodness, but rather it depends on God's grace and the love of Jesus. This is how our righteousness can exceed that of the Pharisees, who always thought it was all up to them anyway. And this is how we get to become salt and light. Being salt and light, these are just more instances and images of the blessings that God showers on each of us from the Beatitudes till today. The challenge for us this day and every day is, what are we going to do with those blessings? We get to add flavor to the world. We get to bring the zip and the zing of God's forgiveness and salvation. We get to shine with the light of Christ's love so we might care for, so we might bring release, so that we can live the fast that Isaiah is calling us to and bring that light to the shadowed and dark corners all around us. What are we going to do? May we all decide that I'm going to let it shine. Amen.